KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have mostly clear skies and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, high of 89, winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A multi-state effort to find an Indiana man is underway after police discovered his car abandoned in Harrison County. South Bend, Indiana police are asking for your help in finding 41-year-old Tom Cordes of South Bend. He was reported missing June 30th after leaving his home there. It's believed he was heading to Montana. Authorities became concerned after his vehicle was found abandoned on I-29 near Mount Damon. They say he may need medical attention. Cordes is described as a white male, 5 feet 10 inches tall, about 200 pounds, with gray hair and tattoos on his back and arms. There is a picture of this man on the news page at KJAN.com in the same story. If you have any knowledge about his whereabouts, call the South Bend Police at 574-235-9201 or Detective Bruno Martinsky at 574-235-9204. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are expected to set the date for a public hearing on a fiscal year 2022 budget amendment during their meeting this morning in Greenfield. That meeting gets underway at 9 o'clock in the supervisors' courtroom at the courthouse. Their action will follow a report from County Auditor Mandy Berg pertaining to the amendment. In other business, the board will discuss with Veterans Affairs Director John Schilberg, a VA Director Assistant, and in his report, County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present the final voucher for the N-22 Jackson Bridge Replacement Project, along with his regular report on Secondary Roads Department maintenance and activities. Again, that meeting takes place in the Adair County Courthouse courtroom. The public is allowed to attend, but in-person attendance will be limited to 21 people to allow for social distancing. The meeting may also be accessed by calling 605-313-6157 a few minutes before the meeting begins. The Adair County Fair is underway today in Greenfield. Activities began at 6 o'clock with the livestock arriving. At 7 to 8, they're entering rabbits and the west end of the dairy barn. From 7 to 8:30 also, there's the swine weigh-in. Later this morning at 10 o'clock and until 2, the 4-H and FFA Center is open for clubs to decorate. From 8:30 to 10 a.m., there's the weigh the market beef, followed by the junior feeder pen cattle. And they'll be weighing in bucket bottle calves, also weighing meat goats and sheep all throughout the morning. From noon today until 3 o'clock in Greenfield, they'll have the quilt shows entries in the varied industry building. And at 1 o'clock, the bucket bottle calf and bottle lamb records are due to the 4-H FFA Center. Also from 1 to 7, there'll be mobile glass studios with glass-blowing creations. At 2 o'clock, a dog show at the Mid-America Arena. And later on this evening, they'll have a barbecue of hamburger and pork burger meal at the 4-H, the Courtyard 4-H Silent Auction begins. Also at the 4-H and FFA Center with an ice cream social at the Historical Society. You can see the entire list of activities going on for today in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning approved the final schedule for county employees who wish to take paid time off during fiscal year 2022. Board Chair Steve Beyer.
Back in January, we adopted the following schedule with the designated days off with pay: Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and Memorial Day. You'll remember, and of course we discussed this at the time, Independence Day fell on Sunday, so that was observed July 5th. Christmas Day in 2021 is on Saturday. It will be observed December 24th. And New Year's Day also will be observed on Friday, December 31st.
The board had previously discussed doing away with President's Day, but only officially took action during their meeting on Tuesday. Board member Steve Green made the motion.
And doing away with President's Day as a paid holiday, that we place the employees two personal days per year, or at two personal days per year rather than one during each fiscal year.
And in other business, the Cass County engineer Trent Walken updated the status of the three bridge projects in the county. He said the crews closed bridge number 208 on Indian Creek Monday. That's about a half mile north of Highway 6. It will be replaced with a concrete box culvert.
Bridge 392 on Boston Road, we're still decking. Be getting ready for a deck pour pretty soon. Bridge 433 on Olive Street is kind of the same situation. We got the beams set last week, and so they're decking on that. Probably have two bridge pours coming up close to the same time. Maintenance-wise, we have a couple of project pipe we're doing down the Griswold area this week. One on Seattle Road, west of 600th, north of the county shed down there. And we have another one on Quincy Road a bit later in the week.
And that is a check of our news for this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.